It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Well, we won't be seeing this commercial much anymore.
Hi, I'm a T-Mobile MyTouch 4G.
And I'm an iPhone 4.
Sorry, I'm late. AT&T here isn't exactly the king of the road.
No worries. My God,
it's one of those ads where T-Mobile makes fun of how slow AT&T's network is. I guess there were no hard feelings because now AT&T is buying T-Mobile USA for $39 billion. Molly Wood from CNET.com is with us. Molly, why are AT&T and T-Mobile doing this?
Well, I think it is at least partly defensive on AT&T's part. Last week, there were rumors that Sprint might be looking at buying T-Mobile, and that would have created a really, really strong third competitor in the U.S. marketplace. And so you have to wonder if AT&T didn't try to swoop in at the last minute and kind of just take T-Mobile away from Sprint. Also, though, AT&T really needed and needs to make a major move to fix their infrastructure. Everybody has been complaining about their network now for several years, and this is a really fast, if kind of expensive, way to do something about it.
What does this mean to me as just a regular dude with a phone?
Well, if you are a dude with a T-Mobile phone, it means that probably in the future, I hate to say it, your prices are going to go up because T-Mobile has been pretty competitive price-wise. But once they become part of AT&T, you'll get back into kind of their pricing structure. It will probably mean that you'll see more exclusive phone deals on AT&T, so phones that you can only get on this one gigantic network. And it means that, you know, depending on where you live, you might have a little less choice in terms of your carrier. You know, if T-Mobile was the really great, cheaper option with better coverage in your state, you're going to now really, in a lot of cases, be choosing between Verizon and AT&T.
If I'm on T-Mobile, how soon before I can get an iPhone now?
I know. Apple is a big winner here because all of a sudden they've got 30 million people ready to get iPhones without having to make one that works with T-Mobile's slightly different network. Now, AT&T and T-Mobile are saying, though, that this is going to take probably at least a year for this deal to go through because there are going to be a lot of regulatory questions, I would hope. And so it's not looking like you're going to get your AT and mobile iPhone anytime immediately.
So if I'm on T-Mobile, my bill might eventually go up. How about if I'm on AT&T?
I think bills will stay about the same for AT&T customers, maybe rise in the future. What I hope, though, is that AT&T will stop talking about how much bandwidth limitation they have, that they won't be trying to put so many caps on data usage, and that you might see a little more flexibility in terms of your data plans. Maybe you won't have a 5-gig cap anymore. You'll have more like 10 gigabytes, something that's in tune with, you know, streaming media and kind of our increasing data needs.
If AT&T was trying to boost their network, why not just build lots of new cell towers? Why go and buy a whole new company?
I did see someone on Twitter say if they had $40 billion laying around, why weren't they putting up cell towers with it? But you know what? This is just faster. T-Mobile has a similar network technology, so I think we're basically able to buy the infrastructure that it would have taken them several years to build.
Molly Wood from CNET.com, thanks.
Anytime.
Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
About zapping space junk with lasers.
Lasers!
There are 500,000 pieces of debris in orbit right now, each traveling at 17,000 miles an hour.
Unnerving!
Yes, because the debris can smack into satellites and cause damage and create more space junk.
Yeah, get to the lasers.
Some NASA scientists want to use a high-powered laser to, you know, just nudge the junk out of a collision course and into an orbit where it can harmlessly burn up without bumping into anything.
I am disappointed that this story doesn't involve explosions.
Yeah, well, at least NASA's era of shooting stuff in space with lasers is finally underway.
Good point. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.